You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of ICAC 2007, the 47th Annual InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. The conference took place in Chicago, Illinois, from September 17th through September 20th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. I'm in Chicago at ICAC 2007, one of the year's HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I will ask a few questions.
My name is Eric Strawitzky. I'm a senior bioinformatics scientist at Monogram Biosciences. And basically, my poster is about trying to predict co-receptor usage from the genotype. This is primarily done with the V3 loop, actually. So determining tropism will be relevant for the new class of drugs that are coming out, particularly Maraviroc. And basically, the Trofile assay from Monogram was used to screen these patients, and is basically used as the standard because it correlates very well with the clinical outcome data. So what we were trying to do in this poster is use the genotype from roughly 600 clinical samples, just under 600. And basically, there's some challenges in actually using the genotype to predict tropism. One is that the sequences themselves are very diverse, and so there's a lot of sequence heterogeneity. And actually deciphering the chromatograms can be quite challenging, actually. So because of that, there's actually a large number of possible combinations that you can have in the V3 because you can have more than one amino acid in any one particular position. So one strategy is to generate all the possible combinations out there. And we're basically using standard algorithms that are published. So these are basically state-of-the-art algorithms for predicting tropism. One is the 1125 charge rule. One is a decision tree, one is a position-specific scoring matrix, and one is a support vector machine. And basically, when we try to do these predictions, either on a single V3 or combinations of the V3 and maximizing the sensitivity by seeing if the algorithms predict X4 usage or R5 usage, it turns out that the sensitivity is quite low. So that means that we're basically calling a lot of actual X4 viruses, we're saying that they use R5. So the sensitivities basically range from 24% to 56%, but the 56% actually comes at a trade-off with the specificity, so it actually has the most total overall discordance, is the highest total overall discordance. So essentially the algorithms, the take-home message is that the algorithms aren't there yet in terms for clinical utility. So you can't use just genotype to predict co-receptor usage, actually, at this point.
It says, by these estimates, 2 out of 3 out of every 4 treatment-experienced individuals with X4 or mixed would be misidentified as R5?
That's right, yeah. So that's where the sensitivity comes in. So by sensitivity, I mean the total number of correctly predicted X4-using viruses divided by the total number of actual X4 viruses. So those were the numbers that would probably be really important, and those are numbers that turn out to be quite low, actually.
So are there any recommendations for the future? Or?
Yeah, so, the Trofile assay, I think, is the standard right now for Monogram, and it's actually measures it experimentally in the lab through an actual assay. So
that's the best one, but it's not perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the one that Pfizer used for their clinical trials for Maraviroc, so.
But they're still perfecting it. I noticed there's another poster.
Yeah, there's a next version, two posters down. So.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on ICAC 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/podcast. ICAAC 2007.